Yes, come on everybody.
Son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use a car to go ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work. Boss, I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFM for Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium, right here. Hello. Hello. So, yes, it is that time that we do our guided meditation. I'm so excited. You should see the ambiance going on in the studio right now. We have those cute lights on. Everything's good. Everything's good. I really should charge my phone. What am I saying? Anyways, so if you are just tuning in, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Miriam Roland, I'm the Boss Medium, and we are kicking it off with our guided meditation. If you are just walking, if you are on the bus, if you're in your car, in traffic, getting out of school, getting out of work, if you're at home, wherever you're doing, if you are in a meditative position, this is your time. This is a gift for you, from me and spirit for you. So get comfortable. This is a time to heal. So what we're going to do is we're not going to rush into anything. We're not going to rush. We're going to take some nice deep inhales and exhales. So sit with this with yourself to get nice and comfy and relaxed. Make sure to do inhale, exhale. Some nice deep inhales and exhales. This is a beautiful time to sit here and relax, a beautiful time to be here with spirit and love and have love and be loved and connect on the most beautiful angelic path we possibly could connect with. Life is good, and we're going to be reminded how good life is. We're going to be reminded of how good life is and how magical life is, and how everything is happening for our highest and best. We're wishing upon a star right now, and we are saying thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for this beautiful autumn weather. Thank you for just being alive. Thank you for everyone, all the women and men who have come before us to love each other, who've crossed over for our freedom. Everyone who's been a part of standing up for us to be here today and for us to continuously connect. And I'm feeling this beautiful, beautiful energy of people of service, beautiful people of service who have done everything possible to sacrifice themselves for the greatest and highest good so we can be here, so we can evolve to this place where we didn't have to work so hard to express ourselves and to speak with our truth. What a beautiful gift this is to be on the air, to be on the radio, to communicate like this. God and the love of spirit connects right here in this moment. Connecting in with the highest good. Living in the best, highest accordance with our God self, and shining with our God selves, and shining our light. Being completely rooted to the ground, and being completely connected with the love of God and the love of Spirit. Being here in the angelic forces and angels and helping us to see the path in which is clear and helping us to see the path that is right for us right now. As we step into being here and being present, we see this beautiful weather, we see the beautiful autumn, and we feel this magic that just surrounds us, and it's called love. We see this beautiful magic that surrounds us, and it's called life, and everything that we are made of, it's rooted in love. We, our vessel came from love. We were created through love, you see. Your entire being, all the breath that you take, the air that you breathe, your heartbeat and the oxygen and everything that we are experiencing, you have to understand, was birthed and created through love. Your parents were these vessels. The mother and the father came together and gave birth to you. As they gave birth to you, they gave you all of their love. All of their love created life. What a miracle. If we just think about how amazing and powerful this force of love truly is, it just blows your mind. Can you just fathom the fact that two people came together because they loved so much? And they combined their love and created you. Oh my goodness. What a miracle. What a miracle and what a blessing. What a miracle and a blessing. When we just dive deep into love, we just dive deep so much into love and loving and asking, what is love? What does it feel like? What is the total givingness of the heart that is love? Love is the giving. Love is the space in which we have to expand fully and completely in this beautiful creation of life. Beautiful, beautifully and completely in the now. Coming down from this beautiful high. Well, we're not coming down from a high. We're coming back to earth. But before we come back to earth, we meet in the middle and we see and we feel our angels who want to give us a gift. They want to give us their love right now. Invite angels and open up your heart to receive love. Say, I receive your love, infinite spirit. I receive your love, infinite angels. I receive your love. You feel their presence. Who is it that you miss who's crossed over because they're right here with you? You see all your loved ones smiling. You see all your loved ones shining their light so brilliantly with you. And they're here playing. They're here playing with you. They're here laughing and dancing and smiling and giving you all their joy. This is a gift from your angels to you right now. As you are in a receiving mode, if you are right here to shine and shower and channel brilliance right here. This is your healing and this is your love. This is all for you, dear one. This is all for you, Infinite Spirit. This is all for you. Always here with you. I love you. I love you, and I'm always here with you. I love you. As you come back, as you're coming back to Earth, when you're ready, open up and give a nice big smile and just say, I love you. Say, life is good. Say, woohoo! Say anything that's a positive affirmation that is going to put you in a higher alignment with your best well-being. Amen. Thank you. I love you. I said hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Beautiful. So we are gonna continue on with the Paranormal Playground sounds. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you feel good because that definitely was a gift. That was a gift from all of your spirit guide. He'll just let you know and remember you are never alone and that life is eternal and all of your loved ones who've crossed over right here with you. You are brilliance and you are love. Amen. Amen. So here's a oldie but goodie, classic and so appropriate for now. This is the Beach Boys with God Only Knows. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. Here's a beautiful song for beautiful people right here. I love you.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. What I'd be without you. believe me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you, and God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without.
God only knows what I'd be without.
Claim his children here, and if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no brighter as I go, and I want the world to know his precious blood your soul will cleanse. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again to claim his children here. And if we will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear. Singing every day, take the straight and narrow way, let Jesus in, turn from your sin. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again to claim his children here. And if you will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear.
I said hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? I said hello, I love you, won't you tell me your game? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Oh my god. Anyway, it is time for the drumming. So, this is how the shamanic drumming goes. The whole point is it's healing. This is a healing method. And yes, if you're just tuning in, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is mediumship through music, the spirit, psychic world through sound. So shamanic drumming is a form of medicine. It's a form of vibrational healing. It does wonders. I've done this before in people. I've actually done this with people and helped alleviate symptoms of COVID before. I'm not even joking. I've done this. So put your belief in, put your love in it. Anything that needs healing in your life, anything that needs this, we're going to pray. And we're going to heal. So the shamanic journeying, we're going to start. I may start singing. I may start talking. I may not be vocal and just do the drumming. But what you're going to do is, find your power animal. Your power animal is going to guide you. You may see a vision. So you can ask a question, or you can just see what it is spirit wants you to see. Just chill back, and you may not even see anything. You may just need to be present for the drumming, and that's what you need. But I encourage you to write these down if you do get anything. A lot of times, some people have a capacity to vividly, naturally trip. And if that doesn't happen to you, that's okay. I've learned not everybody has that capacity, but everybody definitely has the ability to do it. So open up your heart and see what happens, because you never know. All right, let's start.
Thank you.
Hello. And we're back. We are back. I hope you enjoyed the shamanic drumming. Got a little bit of that. You got to feel the healing. What I got was doing a method and how I can do this healing to better enhance and serve people. And I saw myself actually extending, like, there was a bird, and I think the bird came to me. So the bird, the power animal was the bird that was supposed to come. So as the power animal came, it may have been like, you know, a phoenix, or like, it may have been like a whatever. It was huge. The bird was huge. But anyways, I imagined the bird was coming to the drums and then flying to everybody listening on the airwaves, and to every individual person flying to the airwaves, healing them. And flying around them and putting the magic and putting the white light around them. And I envisioned that for anybody who was listening. And I sent the bird to you, and I sent the bird for healing. And then I visioned, for example, an ailment that needed healing, maybe on a body temple. And every drum beat, I visualized there was marks where it needed the healing, and I would drum to those marks. And I said, healing, healing, whoever needs this. So maybe I saw a lot of the core in the abdominal area. So if this is speaking to anybody who needs healing in the core and the abdominal, that's our strength, that's our security, that's our confidence, that's our courage, that's, you know, that's our power. So anyone who could resonate with this, I was sending that healing to every single person, including myself. So it was beautiful. That was a very beautiful, beautiful drumming, beautiful timing, and beautiful time we're having on the station. It's always like this. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Thank you so much for tuning in always. I'm here till 7. Don't worry. I have the angel messages literally coming up in about like 5-10 minutes, depending on where the music goes. But usually, you know, 6:45, 6:40, 6:45, we start doing the messages. And I actually have my Knights Templar tarot card. So yes, we're going to pull the Knights Templar tarot cards. And oh, it's been such a great show. So everything's good. And I love you. Okay. Each Labor Day. Each Labor Day. And let's go. Yeah, let's do some mill. Let's do some, I think it's time for some Mills Brothers.
Deep in your heart, I'm feeling when some heart dealing. Do you ever think of me?
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in some way a nest of robins in her hair,
upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain.
The winds are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. Poems are made by fools like
but only God can make a tree.
I think that I shall never see
Bimini. Never get a lick until I go down to Bimini. We were all sailors till the day our boat put into Bimini Bay. We tapped a keg, we loaded on, woke up to find the boat was gone. Send my mail down to Bimini, this town is wearisome. Got thrown in jail just for drinking Barbado rum, Barbado rum. Oh, till I go down to Bimini, never get a lick until I go down to Bimini.
I recollect the other night, seems like there was a friendly fight. It was a woman brought me grief, her mother was the body's thief.
Send my bail down to Bimini, this town is wearisome. Got thrown in jail just for drinking Barbado rum, Barbado rum.
I told him I would mend my ways, they let me out in 30 days. One little sip to quench my thirst, I should have read the label first.
Send my bail down to Bimini, this town is wearisome. Got thrown in jail just for drinking Barbado rum, Barbado rum. Oh, till I go down to Bimini, get a lick until I go down to Bimini.
They say that Bimini can't afford to keep providing room and board. I'm anchored here by ball and chain, squeezing the rum from sugar cane.
Send my bail down to Bimini, this town is wearisome. Got thrown in jail just for drinking Barbados rum, Barbados rum. Oh, till I go down to Bimini, never get a lick until I go down to Bimini. Oh,
are back here on 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And that's right, we are out the hour of the angel messages. Thank you, Spirit, for coming in. Thank you. That was fun. We had some Kingston Trio right there, the Platters, more Mills Brothers, and more Mills Brothers after we sign off. I was just, in a Mills Brothers mood, and I feel like it's more than needed right now. And so we connect with the angels. So right here, actually, I wanted to use my Knights Templar. I actually have not done a card reading in a while. So let me just do a little bit of what Spirit wants to channel in with the cats. These are actually beautiful, beautiful Knights Templar tarot. Just gorgeous. And so, of course, I pull the Magician. And then, of course, I pull the Nine of Cups. And then I pull the Eight of Cups. Oh, wow. So this is a time, okay. This is a good reading for the solar eclipse right now, because I do this is the three-card reading. First up, we have the Magician. Now, what's going on right here is what Spirit is coming in. This is because it's a manifester. What is the Magician? Magicians is manifesting. So that is the absolute card of the manifester. What's on the new moon? It's a manifestation day. So this has to do with there is going to be a lot of things that are going to come true that you actually wished for about 6 months ago, or about a couple of months ago, like around the last, you know, solar eclipse that we had in, I think, around April. So there's going to be a lot of reoccurring things happening where it's like, oh my God, did I just manifest that? And it's been in the works since the solar eclipse. So, which is pretty, it's pretty snazzy, and it's pretty awesome. Pretty, pretty awesome. So I'm just gonna making sure we have a solar eclipse, and I'm not saying it wrong, and it's like a full moon eclipse. I actually imagine that I was saying it the whole time, that I was wrong. Oops. Okay. So anyways, solar eclipse 10-2. Okay. So anyways, and of course, guess what I pull? The Nine of Cups. So what is the Nine of Cups representing? The Nine of Cups is wishes fulfilled and dreams come true. So it's like, of course this is happening. Of course. You have a Magician with the Nine of Cups right next to it. It's like, dreams can come true. It can happen to you. That's basically the song that's coming in for that. This is a really good if I were you, this is a potent time to really, really manifest and manifest your dreams and manifest everything that is basically, what I would say is, do the impossible. Achieve. When you're thinking of manifesting, always shoot higher. And the message that's coming in, always shoot higher. Always say, if you're manifesting for this, always say, or something better. Make sure, because let me tell you something. This is going to be a good time. This is a really good time where everything is coming to the light. Everything is prospering in your highest and best. And your highest and best is showing up right now. this is a time right now where whoever it is that you wanted to be in your highest potential, whoever it is that you wanted to be, and you saw that person, you would see that person in a vision, or you would see that person in someone else, and you're just like, I aspire to be that. That's exactly what's coming in for you right now. We're going to match the mirror of our highest desire of who we want to be and who we set out to be. And so that's with the Nine of Cups. And with the Eight of Cups, Eight of Cups is actually moving away from something, and it's moving away from something to choose a more fulfilling spiritual path. So this all makes sense. This also has to do with, this eclipse also has to do with, we are literally letting the old self die. We're letting the old self go. We're saying goodbye. We're saying goodbye to that which doesn't serve us, that is formulated in images or formulated in who we think we believe we are, and is formulated. And that's the reason why we're allowing the things that we want to happen. So a lot of things are just going to happen for everyone. A lot of things are going to come true. Everything that you've been wishing for, it's like bam, right there. Wham bam, thank you man. Like it's right there. But also that means, what do you have to give up? You always got to give something up in order to let something new come in. So you're going to let a part of you die. And it's not negative at all. It's that part where you're just like, I've been waiting to get rid of this. I've been waiting to finally change. I've been waiting to finally transform. I've been waiting to finally be that person I said I was going to be. And just walk away from the old habits. Walk away from the old stories that we've been telling ourselves about who we think we are. And it's about stripping the ego. It's an ego death right now. The ego must die in order for the next stage of life. And the ego must, seriously, it must surrender. We must let it go, and we must surrender this and take it into the hands of God right now. So there you go. You have the Magician, the Nine of Cups, and the Eight of Cups. This is a very important time too. And when you feel resistance, stop the resistance. Let it go. Stop trying to control things right now. This is not a good time to try to control things, because we need to let things flow. We need to let things just prosper the way they need to prosper. We really need to let things just to shift. We need to let things really be the way that they're supposed to be in order. And that's what's going to make things more fluid and make things flow better, is when we just let go. You know, we see a situation that's going on, it's not in our favor. You know, before we wanted to control the occurrence of what was not going how we want it. Now it's called let it go and let it be fluid. Be like water. Be like water. Like Bruce Lee said, be like water. So I hope this took resonance in you, and I hope you were able to relate. I wonder if there's anything else Spirit wants to say before we end, you know, our messages. They're like, yes, be like water, also be like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Be like Casper the Friendly Ghost. So what I'm getting from this, because Spirit gives me things that I understand only, and then I can translate it to what everybody else understands. Casper the Friendly Ghost to me represents, he was so friendly, but nobody wanted to talk to him. He was like, why doesn't anybody want to play with me? Like, you know, he always had that cute voice where he would just scare everyone off, and he was trying to make friends, but everyone was scared of him because he was a ghost. And what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with you? Be like Casper. That means you. Shine your light. When you shine your light, that's exactly the effect you have on people. People see you as Casper the Friendly Ghost. When you shine your light, you shine your supernatural. You shine that core of you that is just so potent. It's so raw, but it is so supernatural that you do scare people, and you do intend to intimidate, whatever it is, how people, but what it is that mostly you're going to have a better effect. You're going to have a positive effect than a negative. You know, there's going to be more people who are going to be inspired, because they're going to understand that's in me too. When people see it for what it is, your light, they say, oh wait, time to activate my light. Time to activate my switch. Let me put my switch on. Let me put my beamers on. Let me put my light on. Let me shine, shine, shine. Let me do this for me. So just remember, that's exactly what that's for. be like water, but be like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Do not be afraid to scare the bejesus out of people with your power, because in the end, it's not about ego. It's not about having more power over people. It's not about this arrogant strut. It's about helping people to see that they can do the same thing and that this is what we're meant to do. So shine that light, be like water, be like Casper, and I freaking love you so much. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss of Medium, and I just love you to the moon and the stars. I love you more than a million stars. And please tune in next week for me for 5 to 7 p.m. Remember, new hours. We're here. Be here, and I love you so much. Have a good rest of your night. I'm going to leave you with some more Mills Brothers because that's just how it is. That's what we're doing. We're doing Mills Brothers. We doing it. Take care.
In my solitude, you haunt me with reveries of days gone by. In my solitude, I sit in my chair, I'm filled with despair. There's no one could be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad. In my solitude, I'm praying, dear.
In France, you'll hear wee wee. Every little Dutch girl says ya ya. Every little Danish doll says da. But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, you will listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me. When will you say CC? Here's a little knowledge, quite good. Maybe it won't help you, but it should. You can't go places unless you learn how Latin say yes. That educational, inspirational, most sensational, yes.
Understand, means okay, baby, let's hug. Never was the Panamama told her Trinidad it no can do.
On every virgin isle, they say it with a smile.
listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me.
When will you say see, see? Oh, sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try,
you will listen to my plea. Won't say yes in any language to me.
When will you say see, see? When will you say see, see? When will you say see, see?